Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Light of Conversion. Acts 26:18, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. True conversion is born out in a changed life. It bears fruit that shows there truly has been a turning to Christ. True conversion demonstrates a genuine faith commitment from the heart. It's not merely intellectual assent. True conversion continues on with Christ. The difference between mere conviction and true conversion is found in the heart. Luke 8:15. One thing about light, it makes things clear. However, many professing Christians today are emphasizing uncertainty. At so many points, they claim the Bible is not clear and therefore one cannot be sure on where to stand. True to postmodern thought, they have a Jesus and a Bible that is veiled in lack of clarity. Certainly, based on objective truth, gives way to subjective feelings. Of course, there is profound mystery in the Bible, of which we can never plumb the depths, Romans 11:33. But on the other hand, God has given us all the light we need pertaining to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3-4. Those who are spiritual are able to judge all things because they have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:15-16. We have an anointing that teaches us concerning all things, 1 John 2:27. Jesus, as the one who brings the true knowledge of God, is called the light, John 1:4. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, John 1:17. Henceforth, all spiritual insight is essentially tied to the person of Christ. Certainly, the Holy Spirit brings truth to light, but ultimately, it is in relation to the light of Jesus Christ. In Christ are hidden all the treasures of spiritual wisdom and insight, Colossians 2:3. Has God really been unclear, or has he made truth exceedingly clear in the person of Christ? Consider 5 aspects of light related to Christ as revealed in the Scriptures. Number 1, the light of conviction. Jesus came into the world, and the world's rejection of him showed their disdain for the light. Men were convicted by the light, but loved darkness rather than light, and therefore refused to come to the light, John 3:19-21. People in unrighteousness suppress the light that God has given to them, Romans 1:18-19. The problem is not that God is unclear, but rather the depraved and rebellious heart of man refuses to accept the light. Number 2, the light of conversion. In Christ was life, and the life was the light of men, John 1:4. Jesus is the light of the world, and when people respond to him in saving faith, they too have the light of life, John 8:12. When we believe in the light, we become sons of the light, John 12:36. Through the gospel, God has shown in our hearts the truth of Jesus Christ, and by grace we have embraced that truth. The testimony of every true believer is, once I was blind, but now I can see. In salvation, we come to a certain and personal knowledge of the truth concerning the person and work of Christ. Number 3, the light of illumination. It was Jesus who sent the Holy Spirit. Upon conversion, the Spirit continues to teach us, that is, further enlightening us concerning God's truth. We continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Number 4, the light of glory. Now we see in a mirror dimly, 1 Corinthians 13:12. But when we see Christ, we will be like him, 1 John 3:2. We will behold Christ's glory, John 17:24. Heaven will at once be a great eye-opener and a great mouth-shutter. Number 5, the light of eternity. Jesus is the light of the world, but he is also the light of eternity. Jesus is the light of the eternal city, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21:23. In the ages to come, God is going to display the exceeding riches of his grace shown toward us, Ephesians 2:7. I take it this implies for all eternity we will ever be growing in our understanding and appreciation of God's grace. The more we know of God's grace, the more joy and delight we experience, and eternity will be an ever-expanding experience of deeper appreciation of God and his grace. To claim uncertainty where God has spoken gospel truth with clarity is tantamount to an admission of receiving the grace of God in vain. It's an admission of unbelief. Indeed, there is none so blind as he who will not see. Grace and truth came by Jesus. We grow in grace and knowledge. Throughout the eternal ages, God's grace will be revealed in relation to the elect. Receive not the grace of God in vain, 2 Corinthians 6:1. Receive the love of the truth, and thereby be saved, 2 Thessalonians 2:10. God in grace has clearly spoken, and people are accountable for the perspicuous revelation of God. He who from a regenerated heart appropriates and applies Bible truth has the mind of Christ and can discern all things that he needs to know. 1 Corinthians 2:15. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.